How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast, Episode 3. We're just about to run down this week's NFL games for Week 3 and talk a little bit about what we saw Week 2. Here with Pat. Say hi, Pat.
How's it going, everybody?
All right, so last week we had 16 games, no bye weeks yet. Had some big upset, or I mean, it's hard to say upsets just because it's early, but teams, you know, certain teams we expect to be good. Green Bay lost to Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Tennessee lost to Houston. Tennessee was, I think, 13-3 last year, so they were expected to do well again.
Yep.
And what's the other big one we got? Oh,
Pittsburgh going
yeah,
down.
Yeah, Pittsburgh going down to Chicago, which I'm happy about because I'm a Ravens fan.
Yeah, good for you, I guess. That helps you out.
Pat, you wanted to mention real quickly about Romo. Just what
it was. Oh, yeah, just kind of the fallout with Tony Romo. A lot of people hating on him all of a sudden. I've never liked him that well anyway, but I guess I will try to defend him here a little bit this week. I didn't even have that horrible game. They played a good game against the Giants, and now I'm listening to ESPN radio and they're talking about how overpaid he is and he had fluky years and he doesn't perform well in December in the playoffs, which part of that is probably true, but I just don't know. All of a sudden people are just all over him, and it was one game, one loss.
Yeah.
So
I've noticed that too. Like, everybody's been trashing him. They're like, oh, he's not even top 20 quarterback anymore, you know.
I think he's definitely top 20. I forget who it was on ESPN radio put him at 13th or 14th, and I had to think could put him a little higher than that. Like I said, he's not my favorite player in the NFL, but I don't think he's as bad as all of a sudden they're making him out to be. You know, a year or two ago, they couldn't talk enough about how great he was.
He definitely fell out of grace with the media for some reason. I don't know what he just had a couple of bad games and his, you know, lack of playoff, wins, of course.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's the curse of Jessica Simpson coming around or what, but he obviously had the infamous drop on that extra point attempt.
But 3 years ago now, so.
Yeah, and I don't know, he had to put up with Owens. I'd give him some credit for that. Yeah. He dealt with Owens.
Yeah, it takes a good man to deal with that guy for any length of time.
Yeah, so that was kind of what I was just kind of struck a chord with me this week, at least listening to the talking heads on the radio after this week two's games. So.
All right. Well, let's get into matchups from this week. Last week, I was 10-6. Pat was 11-5. So I'm up one still on him for the season at 24-8. And Pat is 23-9.
Not too bad.
Through 2 weeks. No, it's close.
It's close. Tight race. Have we figured out what the winner's going to get?
No, I was thinking about that. We got to come up with something.
Yeah, we should do it while we're still close.
Yeah, we don't want someone get way ahead and then try to determine.
Yeah, it'd be something ridiculous.
All right, everyone, send us your ideas. podcast@thesportsgeeks.com.
Yes, and I think it can be something embarrassing that we post on YouTube or something. But just
keep in mind that we live several hundred miles apart, so I can't throw a pie in his face.
Right, that's actually what I was just thinking. It's not like Alex can come to my place and smack me with a pie and then drive back. So
that would be good. You never know.
It would be interesting. Maybe
drive out there just for that.
That would be it. Would okay, I give you credit if you drive all. I don't even know how far away it is, but
no,
it's a long ways.
No idea, me either. All right, first game for this week, Green Bay at St. Louis.
And I am going to take Green Bay in this one. I think they should have won last week against Cincinnati. Looking at St. Louis, not a lot to get excited about. Some call them the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
Bulger's completing 50% of his passes. And one thing I wanted to note, though, Steven Jackson's not doing too bad. I mean, he has first game 4.2 yards a carry, the last one 6.1. So if they could get him going on the ground, maybe you know, free something up, maybe make a run at Green Bay, but I'm still taking Packers.
Yeah, key stat I had was the Rams have scored 7 points this year.
Ooh,
through two games.
Nice.
I mean, it's only two games, but I think I was looking at the list. I think everyone has more than 20, except the Rams with 7 points. It's a 3.5 per game.
Not a stat you want to lead the league in.
So, yeah, I'll take the Packers as well. Next up, we got Kansas City at Philadelphia.
I'm going to go with Philly because the artist formerly known as Larry Johnson is averaging like 2.8 yards a carry. He's just, I don't know what happened to him, kind of in that Sean Alexander role of had a great couple of years and fell off the map. And I'm interested to see what for Michael Vick. If Kolb takes a seat a couple series and Vic gets in there. And but I think either way, it's going to be too much Philadelphia for Kansas City.
Yeah, I like Philly too. I think offensively, neither team is going to be too spectacular, but I think Philly's defense will make the difference, especially at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, no McNabb, but Vic, I think that would be interesting. That'll be interesting this week, especially since he won't even be there to whine about it if Vic plays too much, probably.
Right. Do you think he's going to see many snaps, Vic, or is it going to be some special?
I don't think they've really said at all, have they?
I think they're keeping it close to the vest, which yeah, I guess if I were a coach, I would too. But.
That'll be exciting for sure, though. Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, Atlanta at New England.
Going with the Patriots on this one, just better coach team. I think they'll figure out a way to protect Brady. As we saw what Brady did in the fourth quarter, week one, just dominated that fourth quarter. If he's got time and protection, he knows how to pick apart a defense, and I think that they'll make the adjustments needed. So who you got in this one, Alex?
I'm going to go with New England, too. They haven't lost two straight games since November 2006.
Wow.
So I think, and I was looking at the numbers, usually when they lose one, they come back big. With like 20 to 30 point wins just over whoever.
Mm-hmm. A little chip on their shoulder.
Yeah,
game,
yeah.
Type thing.
I don't think they'll be, especially at home. So,
yeah.
Next up, Cleveland at Baltimore.
I can't pick against your team once again. I'm going Baltimore. they're really looking like the best team in the league right now. It's too early to say Super Bowl, talk too much about Super Bowl. But the last time they won a Super Bowl was with their killer defense, and Trent Dilfer was the quarterback. So that's saying what they can get by with just on their defense. But now Joe Flacco's playing like Joe Montana. You know, he's looking really good. So they're clicking offense, defense. That's a tough team.
Yeah, the offense has been surprising. I don't want to say, like, I really am so scared to talk Super Bowl with them because I do not want to jinx it.
Right, and it's early. But.
Like, they were number one in the power rankings this week on ESPN, and that almost, like, I was happy, but it was kind of irritating at the same time. I'd just rather have them be under the radar. Of course, I'm going to pick them, too. They've scored more points in the league than everyone but New Orleans. I think that's ever happened to the Ravens.
Yeah, no, they are not known for their
the entire 13-year history of the franchise.
Yeah, definitely a defensive team, so.
All right, next up we got Washington at Detroit.
I'm going to go with Washington. I think Detroit got a little too excited after their first half of success against the Vikings. Acted like they won a playoff game there. A lot of people are picking them this week. And I think, you know, as badly as Detroit wants to get off the schneid and get that win for the first time in 2 years or whatever it is, at the same time, you don't want to be the team to win. I don't think Washington's going to allow it.
Yeah, I've gone back and forth on this one, but I think I'm going to pick Detroit. Because they have to win sometime. They can't lose forever.
That's true.
Redskins haven't looked good. But I don't know. It's a gut feeling.
Now, if they don't do it this week, I'm looking at their schedule, see who they got coming up. Is it this the do-or-die week for them? Because let me see what they got coming up. They got, it looks like Chicago, then Pittsburgh, then Green Bay. Oh, they got week 8 against the Rams. So they do have another opportunity.
That's a showdown right there.
Yeah, that's
Rams could. Yeah, the Rams could not have won at that point either. So someone would have to win that game.
Yes, so maybe we have something to look forward to.
Yeah, so if not this week, I think they've looked better than St. Louis. So at that point, they would have to get the win.
Yeah, and if they can play a first half like they did against the Vikings for an entire game, and the Vikings are a good team, and they held Adrian Peterson in check, which really no one does. So, yeah, that's not a bad pick. I am going to go with Washington. I'm going to skip the Detroit hype for this week, if Detroit hype is the right word, because I don't know how much hype Detroit can really have.
Yeah. Well, I'll be rooting for Detroit this week for sure. So
you and all other five other fans. So.
Yeah. All right, Jacksonville at Houston.
I'm going to pick Houston. I think Jacksonville is going to start the year out 0-3 and chase the few fans that they have left away. Lots of talk last week, fans leaving at halftime. I think it's an ugly situation getting worse down there, and financially they're in trouble, and their team doesn't look much better.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Houston too. Their pass defense is like 26th in the league through two games, and that's what Houston likes to do, toss the ball. Mm-hmm. So, Jacksonville is definitely vulnerable to that. I think a big game for Andre Johnson and Matt Schaub this week.
Yep, Andre Johnson.
One thing about Jacksonville that I just saw the other, like last week, they posted an article, I think on ESPN, about like the possibility of them drafting Tebow.
Yep, I think we talked a little bit about that.
Yeah, just to, you know, drum up some some ticket sales and some excitement for that franchise, which if they keep losing, they got to do something.
Oh, yeah, they have to turn. And they got some good, like MJD, I really like him. I think he's a great talent, but that's not enough to wait. They need something, and maybe Tebow will be the answer, at least as far as ticket sales go. So.
Yeah. All right, next up, San Francisco at your Minnesota Vikings.
I'm going with Minnesota again to jump out to that 3-0 start. Their run defense hasn't been as good as it's been in the past, but comparing that to the past, their pass defense was great, so yeah, they're still pretty good. Frank Gore, kind of weird. Week one, we talked about how bad he was, 30 yards last week to 207 yards. I don't know how that happens. But this is the first game in the dome for the Vikes this year. First game, Favre and Purple at home. I think the crowd's going to be a factor. I got Minnesota. How about you, Alex?
Yeah, I got Minnesota, too. I put in my seven teams that will suck this year column that San Fran would have to go 6-10 this year. So in order for me to meet that projection, I'm going to have to go with Minnesota, and San Francisco needs to keep losing or start
trying to fulfill your prophecy there.
Yeah, I gotta root for those teams to be bad, or else I'll look bad.
Yeah, can't have that.
All right, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati.
I'm going Pittsburgh in this one. I think Pittsburgh should be 2-0 right now. Cincinnati should probably be 0-2. And kind of like the Patriots, I think good teams know how to make the adjustments needed, and Pittsburgh is a good team, and I think they'll kind of right the ship this week and chalk up a win.
Yeah, definitely a coaching advantage for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Just based on, past success. I'll go with Pittsburgh, too. Pittsburgh hasn't lost to Cincy since 2006.
Wow.
So they definitely have a pretty good chance there.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, New York Giants at Tampa Bay.
Going with the Giants again. They gave up more points than I expected them to against Dallas. But Eli was starting to look like Peyton a little bit in the end of that game. Not as good, obviously, but he calm and cool, very collected, just kind of like a routine for him. And I think the Giants are, again, one of the top teams in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Giants, too. That was definitely impressive to see, Manning Lee just mosey down the field there for the win.
When they show it kind of zoomed in on his face, he wasn't panicking, wasn't rushed, and he shouldn't be. He's been in the league long enough, but he just looked really like he knew what he was doing. And
he's definitely becoming one of those clutch guys that just can get it done when it counts.
Yep, it's kind of fun to watch.
Yep, all right. Chicago at Seattle.
I'm going Chicago. I think the week two Cutler is the Cutler we're going to see more often. I think week one was probably a fluke for him for whatever reason, and I don't think Hasselbeck's even playing this week. All that combined just doesn't look good for Seattle.
Yeah, that's what I picked too. Without Hasselbeck, I don't see any way they're going to win. I guess I don't know. Have they hammered that down yet? Is he not going to play?
I think he's still listed as questionable, but it's the same. I believe it's the same injury. It's the fractured ribs like McNabb had, and I can't comprehend a quarterback standing in the pocket and taking hits exposed with fractured ribs. So, from what I've seen, they're betting he's out this weekend. So, and I don't. I think Seneca Wallace is the backup. So.
Yeah. All right. So Chicago, New Orleans at Buffalo.
I will be taking the Saints. In the two games they've played so far, the Bills' defense has given up 674 passing yards and 5 touchdowns. That kind of just sounds like a typical first half for Drew Brees.
Yeah.
So, more Drew Brees coming.
Yeah,
so.
I also wrote down here, Brees is on pace for 72 touchdown passes this year.
Wow.
And Trent Edwards is not.
No, he's not.
So, I'm going to take the Saints as well.
I wonder, can we start a weekly thing on kind of a T-minus countdown to T.O.'s eventual calling out of Trent Edwards or the Bills of some sort? I'm saying, I think I'm going to go right now that by week, I'm going to go 7, that T.O. is going to have something inflammatory against at least Edwards, if not the Bills team.
Yeah, in my that article I wrote about 7 teams that will suck this year, I put the over-under for that. I can't remember what I put. But over under 8.5 losses until the TO meltdown.
Okay, so it could be actually around then. So it'll be interesting. We'll maybe try to make note of that each week and keep our ears.
It's got to happen though.
Oh, I think so. Quarterbacks and Edwards, so it's coming. So.
All right, Tennessee at New York Jets.
I think Tennessee is going to take this one. They're playing with their backs to the wall. They're 0-2, and what they win their first 13 games last year or 12.
Yeah.
Can't remember exactly what it was. And Chris Johnson looked amazing last week, and you would think Sanchez, the rookie, has to have a down week at some point. I wonder if the emotional high of beating kind of the big bad wolf, the Patriots, is going to, you know, kind of let him, for that emotional letdown people like to talk about.
Yeah, I think you stole everything I had written down here.
Oh, psychic.
Like, I don't see any, Tennessee, they just won't want to go 0-3. Jeff Fisher's a great coach, so you got to think he'll have them motivated and ready to go. All right, next up, Denver at Oakland.
This is a game toss-up for me. Both teams really not that great, but I'm going with Oakland. Wow. I got to watch them play that week one. Their D looked good against a good Charger team, and they're really not that too far away from being a 2-0 team, which is really surprising considering it's the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Denver. You picked Oakland last week, too, and you're right, so never know.
I don't know. I'm surprised I have that Raider faith. I don't know where that's coming
from. Yeah, I don't know. Is there something we should know about? Like, are you a closet Oakland fan?
No, I'm looking at the stats, and Jamarcus Russell has a horrible completion rate.
Yeah,
he's doing nothing.
35.2%.
Yeah, and even their rushing yard totals just aren't a lot. I don't know if it's just they're getting lucky or if the defense is just, I don't know why they're so close. I mean, they're 1-1, but they really could be 2-0. I don't know why that is, but for some reason, I'm picking them again. So.
All right, sounds good. Miami at San Diego.
I am going with the San Diego Chargers. I might be pesky enough to kind of stick around. I still like watching that Wildcat offense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun to watch, I think. And, you know, maybe a couple of years ago, LT out was really devastating for the Chargers, but it's getting to the point where, you know, I hate to say it, but Sproles is looking like he's going to give LT a run for his money for some of those carries when LT is healthy. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they're losing a whole lot as it is with LT out and Sproles in. So I'm going San Diego.
Yeah, Chargers offense looked good last week, except they just weren't punching it in the red zone. Rivers passed for like 400-something yards.
Yep, so, 436.
I mean, probably do more of the same against Miami. If they can score some touchdowns, they'll take this one more than likely.
Yeah, and that's a good point. They put up Rivers threw good yardage against a good Baltimore defense. So,
yeah.
You know, even though they couldn't find the end zone, but he put up the yardage. So.
All right. Sunday night game, Indy at Arizona.
I am going to go with the Colts. Arizona didn't look too hot the last time they were at home. They have really no rushing game to speak of. I got 158 yards total in 2 weeks, and they got that good passing attack, but when other teams know it's coming, it's a little easier to stop, and without that threat on the ground,
yeah.
I think it's going to be too much Colts.
All right, I'm going to go the other way and pick Arizona. I'm still waiting. I got Larry Fitzgerald on one of my fantasy teams. I'm still waiting for a monster game from him.
I have him, too. I'm waiting for that as well.
I think this could be the week. I got to hope for that. You know, Warner's, he's still got it for the most part. As long as they keep him from getting knocked over a whole lot, keep Dwight Freeney away from him.
Yeah, this could be a pretty good game. I like their Sunday night matchups they've had. I think both. I mean, 1-1 versus the 2-0 Colts. But
yeah, I'm glad I'll get to watch this one. So, all right, Monday night game, Carolina at Dallas.
I'm gonna go with the Cowboys. They played a good game against the Giants, and like I said, now people are all over Romo. Marion Barber's banged up, might not play, but I think that's still not enough just with how inconsistent Jake DeLoma's been. I think Dallas defense will keep him around with this one even without Barber, and I will go with the Cowboys.
All right, I'm going to go with the Cowboys too. At home for them, so, I mean, if they don't eventually win a game at that massive new stadium that we've heard so much about, then
oh, I know.
Jerry Jones will throw a fit probably.
I heard somebody use the nickname of the stadium Jerry Jones's Large Ego Stadium or something along those lines. So I don't know if he's
Sunday night game, all they did was talk about the stadium.
Yeah.
It was steep, like it was irritating, like
yeah.
Stadium.
Did you know they have a big scoreboard?
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're like showing the view from like what the inside of the scoreboard looks like with all the scaffolding and whatever. Like, I want to watch the football game.
Oh, and then every punt, man, on that ball just to see if it glazed that scoreboard.
Yeah,
and
I noticed that too. Like, normally when they show a punt, the ball goes above the top of the camera. But, on this game, they were specifically, like, the cameraman was specifically turning the camera up to the bottom of the stadium.
Yeah, you didn't even see if a fair catch was being called. We were just watching that ball and holding our breath to see if it hit that scoreboard.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be more of the same this week.
Hell will break loose. So.
All right, well, that does it for the games for this week.
What do we have? two different this week.
Yeah, the Arizona one and the Oakland one.
Yep, so you're going to let me take the lead this week, I see.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, talk a little fantasy. Last week we did our fantasy picks. We tried to pick which fantasy player will have the most points at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. We both went 0 for 4 last week. Number one quarterback was Matt Schaub with 30 points. Number one running back was Chris Johnson with 45, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andre Johnson with 26 for wide receivers, and Dallas Clark at 24 for the tight end. So who you got this week, Pat, at what quarterback?
Let's see if we can get some right. I think, as we were talking before, I think this is going to be hard to get to pick the top one each week. I think as long as we're picking someone who does well, we're doing good. But I'm going out there for quarterback. I'm picking Philip Rivers. Manning and Peyton Manning and Matt Ryan had their way with the Miami secondary, and I think Rivers will too.
All right. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers playing against the Rams. So playing against the Rams.
Yeah, that kind of explains it right there.
All right. Who you got at running back?
Kind of a reactionary pick, I guess. I'm going with Chris Johnson.
Yeah, almost.
It's against the Jets. I don't really have a great reason for this. I wanted to go Adrian Peterson, but after seeing Chris Johnson last week, I'm kind of maybe partly hoping that he does that well again. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Michael Turner. He's due for a big day. They're playing against New England, whose defense, O.J. Mayo's gone, or hurt, and Richard Seymour's gone.
Yep.
So I think he could be due for a big day.
He is due, isn't he?
Yeah, if they're going to win, he's going to have a big game. All right, wide receiver?
I am going with Larry Fitzgerald, which would make both of us happy. Even though I had them picked to lose, I can see it becoming a shootout between Peyton Manning and Kurt Warner, and I think Fitzgerald will benefit from that. So I'm going to go Fitzgerald this week.
Yep, I like that pick, actually. I'm going to go with Andre Johnson, though. He had a big game last week. And against Jacksonville, I mentioned earlier the pass defense of Jacksonville is not good, and I think he could go for a huge game, just like last week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tight end.
I'm gonna go with my QB tight end connection. I'll go Antonio Gates. I think if LT is out, Sproles does fill that role nicely, but maybe they'll do a little more red zone passing, and Gates is that big target. So, and I think Gates is due too. He has a kind of relatively quiet year.
Yeah,
so far.
He has. I'm gonna go with hometown Todd Heap. Flacco and him seem to be having a good chemistry this year. Heap was kind of out of it last year for whatever reason, and he's been coming up huge. I like them against Cleveland. I think there could be a lot of red zone opportunities for Heap too.
Yeah, just nothing really jumps out at me for them at wide receiver. So yeah, I like that pick. Heap's that target for him and kind of.
Yeah. All right. Well, that about wraps it up. You got anything else you want to mention?
One thing, a little fantasy, a little quip or complaint here. Just letting people know, don't be afraid to pull the trigger on fantasy trades. I did it twice this last week. I could have had a shot at Ronnie Brown before he put up those numbers on Monday night it was. And I just waited, thought I'd wait an extra week. And also, I was going to trade Hasselbeck. His value was pretty high after that week. Now he's hurt, and no one's going to want to pick him up. So when value's high, take advantage of it. Sell high, buy low, exactly.
All right, that does it for this week. Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you have some feedback or questions for us, shoot us an @reply on Twitter. That's the Sports Geeks, or send us an email, podcast@thesportsgeeks.com. Again, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.